There's just over 2 months to go to a presidential election in this country, and there's still just one candidate in the field with the required support to enter the race. Catherine Connolly will be joined by a Fine Gael candidate, either Heather Humphreys or Sean Kelly. But what about Sinn Féin and Fianna Fáil? When will those parties make their minds up, and who is in the shake-up? Well, we'll talk to Fianna Fáil TD Malcolm Byrne about that shortly. But yesterday, an interview given by Bertie Ahern to his son-in-law, Nicky Byrne, which was carried out some months ago, was reposted on the social media platform TikTok. In it, he speaks about his presidential election. Here's what Bertie Ahern told Nicky Byrne, the Nicky Byrne HQ podcast, in an excerpt which was recirculated yesterday by his son-in-law.
I was away with all of us in the summer, and little Gia, my daughter, said, "Grandma, are you going to go for presidency?" And you just went, you go for it, Gia.
I get emails and letters and phone calls, and I have thought about it, but there are a number of factors. On the good side, I'm on the Council of State, which is what advises the President now for 26 years. Before that, I was in various departments of finance. I was Taoiseach, meeting the President every month. So the operation of how it works and the link between the President and the Executive, I know the detail inside out. The second thing is that the President does two jobs. They do the job around the country and they do the job externally. I've been everywhere in this country. And then if you look at external, I mean, I've been in the European Council for 20 years. But I don't think there's anyone around that has that experience, quite frankly. I joined Fianna Fáil at 19. Would you get a nomination? Haven't got a clue. I don't know who in Fianna Fáil would want it. If you didn't get a nomination, I don't think there's much point. One is independent. Then you get the question, would you get any public support? Would you have a meaningful chance of getting anywhere? Because it's like anything, if you don't have a meaningful chance, there's no point in wasting your time. And the last one is, you know, at 74 next year, when it comes up, you know, you don't know how many more years you get in your life. Even if you were elected, would you want to spend the last 7 years of your life having limited time to be with the kids and you? That's a hard one, you know. So we'll see. But one way or the other, I'm not going to lose sleep over it. So we'll see how it plays out.
We'll see how it plays out. That was Bertie Ahern on a podcast with his son-in-law, Nicky Byrne. The comments were made several months ago, but Nicky Byrne or his team reposted that excerpt on TikTok yesterday as speculation grows about Fianna Fáil's intentions for the presidency. And we are joined on the line now by Fianna Fáil TD for Wicklow, Wexford, Malcolm Byrne. Malcolm Byrne, good afternoon. Welcome to the programme.
Good afternoon, Justin. Good afternoon to the listeners.
And Bertie Ahern not ruling himself out in that clip. Would you like to see him run?
Well, I certainly would like to see Fianna Fáil contesting the presidential election. And I think the Taoiseach has made clear that within the next week or two, the process by which we will select a candidate will be made clear. I think it's well known that a majority of the parliamentary party, and certainly our councillors and members and supporters, want Fianna Fáil to run a presidential candidate, either somebody from inside the party or if an individual who shares the broad centrist and democratic values of the party wants to seek our party support. I think that a contest for the Fianna Fáil nomination could be healthy, because I think that will allow for a debate and a discussion around the type of presidency that we'd like to see before we select a candidate. I think Fine Gael have missed a trick, not having, well, they may yet have a contest, but not having that contest. But I would hope that what we will see quite soon is an open nomination process. There are a number of names, including Bertie Ahern, that have been rumoured to have an interest. And if they are interested, that they would then put their name forward. Nominations would open, they would close soon after that. And hopefully there would be a contest. And, okay, and we can hear about people outlining, you know, how they see the role, the opportunities.
Okay, but do you think there would be support in the party for Bertie Ahern as a presidential candidate, as Fianna Fáil's presidential candidate?
Well, I think if he was selected, he would certainly have the support.
What about you? Would you support him? Would you like to see him run?
I'm not going to declare my support, Justin, for any candidate yet, because I don't know who the potential nominees are. But if Bertie Ahern was selected or whoever is selected as the Fianna Fáil nominee, I will be giving them my full support. Bertie has obviously got a lot of respect because of his role in the peace process. And I think if you listen to that interview with Nicky Byrne, and one thing that he did do very clearly in the piece was actually outlining what the role of the presidency is and what's involved. I mean, there's a number of people who've been putting their names forward for the presidency who are talking about things that actually have nothing to do with the presidency. They talk about trying to have an impact on the housing crisis and, you know, with respect, they'd be better off running for the Dáil in those circumstances. But as I said, the Taoiseach is going to be announcing quite soon the process.
Has there been any discussion internally in Fianna Fáil about what type of a process there will be? I mean, how do we know that the Taoiseach, Micheál Martin, isn't going to come back from his holidays and present the party with a name of a candidate that he wants to run and that be that?
Well, the Taoiseach has said he's going to make clear, you know, what's going to happen. And my own view is that I think that we should have, you know, an open nomination process, a short process calling.
Why has there been no discussion about that up until this point? I mean, it hardly seems healthy that nobody has been told anything about whether or not there is going to be a contest or not.
Well, we're still, I mean, as you said, we're still a number of months out from the presidential election. I think there is obviously concern about any candidate. And yes, they do, you know, there has to be scrutiny of every candidate and their views. But I think there was a very honest testimony by Joan Freeman, former presidential candidate in yesterday's Irish Times, about the pressure and the scrutiny, you know, that she faced and indeed her family faced. So I think it takes courage for anybody to put their name forward. What I'm hoping to see, as I said, is that we will have an open contest. There are a number of names: Bertie Ahern, Mary Hanafin, Eamon O'Creeve, Peter Power, from outside the party. You know, there'll be names like Deirdre Heenan and Colm Eastwood mentioned. If we have an open nomination process, it would be an opportunity for them to put forward their views. And I think it's critical then that we hear, you know, how a candidate will understand the role, its opportunities.
Okay, but right now, right now, I mean, you're putting forward what you would like to happen. And we've heard Billy Kelleher from the MEP doing the same thing last week. But right now there is a vacuum of information about what is going to happen. And in fact, your party colleague Diarmaid Wilson told the Mail on Sunday today that because there is a vacuum in Fianna Fáil, that he will be supporting Heather Humphreys. I mean, do you think that there could be a possibility that Fianna Fáil would get in behind the Fine Gael candidate?
Well, no, I will be supporting a Fianna Fáil candidate. And I think the view, as I said, among, you know, the overwhelming majority of our parliamentary party and from talking to colleagues, among our councillors, among our members, is we will be running a candidate. And whether that is a candidate of the party or somebody who shares our values, I think it will be healthy that comes through a process.
Okay.
Heather Humphreys is a very fine candidate, but she is the Fine Gael candidate for the presidency. I want to see us running a Fianna Fáil candidate. The Taoiseach has made clear that within the next week or so that, you know, that process will be outlined clearly. I would envisage we'll see an opening of nominations. And I do actually hope that there might be a contest within the party to seek that nomination.
Okay.
Because I think there's been a lot of focus on personalities. What we really need to talk about is the type of presidency we want to see over the next number of years. I think it's important we have somebody who gives strong support for multilateral organisations, including the European Union, and who wants to work constructively with nations that share our values.
All right. I just want to ask you to return to Bertie Ahern for a moment. Do you have any concerns that if he were to go forward as Fianna Fáil's candidate, that the findings of the Mahon Tribunal, which found that Bertie Ahern failed to truthfully account for the source of payments made to accounts connected with him, that those matters, things like the dig-outs and the unorthodox personal finances, that those would dominate the campaign and put Fianna Fáil back in a space that it has been trying to get away from for many a year?
Well, I've no doubt that those issues would come up if Bertie Ahern were to be selected as candidate. But equally, I think, you know, his role in the peace process, the work that he has been able to do internationally, including indeed since He stepped down as Taoiseach, for instance, in building peace processes around the world. I think his role in terms of industrial stability in this country will be taken into account. And yeah, look, it's like anybody's political career. The good and the bad are going to be balanced. I certainly, wouldn't have been happy with, some of the findings that you've mentioned, Justin. I think they're well known, but I think when the decision comes to, okay, an election, people will do is they will look at all of the candidates and they will decide who would be best able to represent us nationally, internationally.
All right.
But there isn't, I'll put it this way, there's a lot of speculation on names. We need to be talking about the type of presidency that we want to see. And I'm quite certain, and as I've said, there are quite a number of potential Fianna Fáil names that are there, that we would have a contest within the party, and that within a number of weeks that we will have a Fianna Fáil candidate, whether of the party or somebody who would share those values.
Okay.
And that we'd be out campaigning for them.
All right. Thank you very much for speaking with us today. That's Malcolm Byrne, Fianna Fáil TD for Wicklow Wexford. Let's turn now to Sinn Féin, because it has also yet to make a decision about whether or not to run a candidate or to get behind Catherine Connolly, as it has been urged to do by some of her supporters. We are joined now from Belfast by Siobhan Fenton, former deputy head of press with Sinn Féin and a writer now living in Belfast. Siobhan, good afternoon, and thank you for joining us today.
Good afternoon, Justin.
Do you expect that Sinn Féin will run a candidate of its own in this race?
So the party have said that they're still weighing up whether to run a candidate at all, and they said that they'll make that decision clear at some point in September, though they haven't been kind of forthcoming about what sort of date that might be. But I think the reality is, though on the face of things, they're still weighing up whether or not to contest it. I think the reality is that they are leaning towards running their own candidate. I think that's for a number of reasons, but essentially, from a strategic perspective, it simply isn't realistic for the party to style themselves as a credible alternative to Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael and a potential next government, while also setting out an election as significant as the presidential election, considering it's such a significant discussion about the future of the country. And as well, I think there'll be awareness within the party that there were some steps made towards presenting a united left-wing opposition towards the start of this year. At the same time, as long as when that goes on repeatedly, there is a risk that Sinn Féin could lose their distinct identity and their ability to set out their kind of clear and unique offering to voters. And so they'd be weighing up the risk of supporting Catherine Connolly along with a united left means that they don't get to set out their unique offering to voters throughout this kind of next intense month and a half of the campaign.
There has been a lot of speculation about whether the party should run its leader, Mary Lou MacDonald. I know the Nationalist newspaper, the Andersonstown News, ran an editorial earlier this month saying that Mary Lou MacDonald as president would be the counterweight to what it describes as the partitionist Fianna Fáil leader. And it went on to say that the final line of that editorial was, "Give it a lash, Mary Lou." It encouraged her to enter the race. What do you think of the argument that is being made by some, including in that editorial, that holding the presidency would advance the cause for a united Ireland, which is Sinn Féin's reason for existing, really?
So undoubtedly Mary Lou MacDonald would be the most high-profile candidate that the party could run. And I'd say she's realistically probably has the strongest chance of winning out of any of the names that have been suggested for Sinn Féin. She's, of course, a household name across the country. And as well, it would be an opportunity for the party to show a different side of Mary Lou MacDonald, because she'd be known for quite a spiky style in the Dáil Chamber and exchanges with rival politicians. But at the same time, she had quite a warm personality and connects well with people when she's out on the campaign trail. So it would be an opportunity to showcase that. But I think ultimately it would be an extraordinary risk for the party to take, because I think essentially running Mary Lou MacDonald for the presidency would be perceived by many people as the party almost conceding that they don't ever see her realistically becoming the Taoiseach. And of course, if she runs, there'll be one of two outcomes. Either Mary Lou wins, then the party would be facing losing someone who's arguably one of their strongest performers in the Dáil to what is a largely ceremonial role for the presidency. Or of course, if she runs and then loses, in which case Mary Lou MacDonald's credibility and the party's credibility would be perceived as being damaged again at a time when electoral defeats are already starting to pile up year after year.
But she must be seriously considering it, though. I mean, she even as recently as yesterday evening, she still has not ruled out the possibility that she herself would run. So it must be a serious consideration for her.
So I thought it was interesting during this week where the party seemed to start to float another TD's name in the media for the first time. So it was the name of Rose Conway Walsh. She'd be the Sinn Féin TD for Mayo. And there were some reports, I think, particularly in the Irish Times this week, that she's considering running and had been approached by some of her colleagues. And I think that could be an interesting prospect because I think potentially running a sort of essentially a low profile TD such as Rose Conway Walsh could be maybe the strongest strategic path forward for Sinn Féin in this election, because they could be looking at this election and thinking realistically if they're unlikely to win it just with the way that the party stands in the polls and because they're not very friendly to transfers, that if they instead run a low profile TD who then pushes the issue of United Ireland at every single debate, every hustings and in every media interview, that could be a mechanism for which to pressure other candidates into making commitments around United Ireland. And of course, as you mentioned there, you know, unlike Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, Sinn Féin isn't just a political party focused on their own electoral successes, but they're always looking ahead to how a referendum on United Ireland could be held and won, because that's obviously their ultimate objective beyond any specific election. So they might be seeing this election, you know, a real win for them might look like, you know, getting into the Oras, but about having the opportunity to reignite the debate around unity, around Irish unity, and coming away with some commitments from the eventual president to help them push for that referendum.
And you were writing today in the Sunday Independent that if the Fine Gael candidate Heather Humphreys, with her Presbyterian background, were to be successful and were to be elected president, that that is something that might also be useful in terms of furthering the cause for a united Ireland. Do you think that is a view that would be shared widely in Sinn Féin?
Yes, well, I think undoubtedly there's very little love lost between Heather Humphreys and Sinn Féin. She obviously would be associated by many in Sinn Féin with Fine Gael's 14-year stint in power, and they would see her as being complicit in some of the many failings that Fine Gael government have overseen, not least of all the housing crisis. But I think, as I say, the party obviously is always looking at the long-term strategy of how to ensure that a referendum is called and that the referendum is won on a united Ireland. And it's an issue that's constantly raised in terms of debates around Irish unity in the north, where some members of the Unionist and Protestant communities cite concerns about how they could be treated in the event of reunification, including concerns about being treated about, you know, as second class citizens, perhaps in similar ways to discrimination against the Catholic nationalist community previously. So I'd imagine that pro-unity campaigners would be keen to be able to point to, if it was the case that Heather Humphreys was successful in becoming president, to be able to point to that as a symbol of kind of reassurance to some of those kind of moderate unionist or undecided voters in a referendum campaign, to argue that they wouldn't, you know, merely be disassimilated or accommodated in United Ireland, but actively included and supported. So it was in a somewhat counterintuitive way on a long-term basis. She could, that sign of her being elected to the presidential office could be seen as an asset to that pro-unity campaign on a long-term basis.
Siobhan, thank you very much for speaking with us today. That's Siobhan Fenton, former deputy head of press with Sinn Féin. Coming up, the life-changing injuries suffered by the riders of e-scooters. We'll speak with the consultant who sees them every day. Welcome back. You're listening to This Week on RTE Radio 1. Fine Gael's Sean Kelly has one more week to get enough support to trigger an internal contest in the party with Heather Humphreys for the Fine Gael presidential nomination. Fianna Fáil has yet to decide what it's going to do. Same goes for Sinn Féin. And Catherine Connolly is busily continuing a fundraising drive with her campaign team, claiming she has accumulated around €50,000 in donations so far. Well, we're joined now by Harry McGee, political correspondent with the Irish Times. Harry, good afternoon and welcome. And let's start with Fine Gael. What is the likelihood of there being an internal contest in Fine Gael for the presidential nomination?
Kind of around zero, I'd say, Justin. Right. Maybe a tiny little bit above zero. I mean, Sean Kelly has 12 apostles, but he needs 20. He needs a score. And most of the Fine Gael parliamentary party have already declared, have put their nomination papers in, have taken photographs of the nomination papers going in, and just the maths are against him. So I would be very surprised if there was a contest. I think the actual threshold is ludicrous. I mean, it's so high, 20 members of the parliamentary party, when you have like 57 members who are kind of effectively voters in total. I know there are 59, including Simon Harris and Director of Elections since Martin Hayden, but it's just it's an impossibly high threshold in my estimation.
Is there any possibility that the party leadership or senior figures in the party would say, well, look, we do want to have a contest, so maybe we could divide here and just ask some of our TDs to back Sean Kelly for the purposes of having a contest so that the ordinary members could have their say?
There is, and that could happen, but I think there are risks involved, especially for those who change their nomination papers, because they will be accused of flip-flopping and not standing by their candidate. And most of those who have declared their support have done so in very strong terms. So doing it just because of expediency or to actually turn something that's a coronation into a contest will not be viewed with great enthusiasm by those TDs and will possibly be viewed very cynically by the public in general.
A number of names have been circulating in relation to Fianna Fáil, the most intriguing one being that of the former Taoiseach Bertie Ahern. I know you've spent a good portion of your political career trying to decode Bertie Ahern's intentions. what do you think Micheál Martin would allow him to do?
Well, it was intriguing that it just appeared out of nowhere this weekend that podcast or that video with Nicky Keogh was done over
with
8 months
Byrne.
Ago. Or Nicky Byrne, should I say, was done over 8 months ago. That's Bertie Ahern's son-in-law. Mm. And he actually talked about the election taking place next year. So it was done in 2024. Mm. And then it appeared almost by osmosis this weekend. So I can hear the dull thud of a ball being hopped somewhere, or maybe a ball being played against a haystack. It's the enigma of Bertie Ahern. I think if somebody is behind it and there's a design there, I think it's a reminder perhaps to Fianna Fáil parliamentarians that Bertie Ahern will be willing to stand in the election if Fianna Fáil is prepared to back him. It's also perhaps a reminder to Micheál Martin. Will Micheál Martin take any heed of it? I'm not quite sure, because as you outlined in your interview earlier on, there are lots of downside risks to Fianna Fáil running Bertie Ahern as a candidate.
If not him, then, I mean, we've already had the names of Mary Hanifin, Eamon O'Queeve, another name out there. He's in the Sunday Times today saying that he's got a lot of support and is ready to stand, but is waiting for Micheál Martin to reveal what's going to happen. Also then names like former Senator Padraig O'Cadja and Judge Shifra O'Leary being mentioned this week. Who is going to decide the candidate and how will it be done?
Well, that's another $64,000 question. It's very difficult to divine exactly what the process is within Fianna Fáil. They've kept it hermetically sealed this week. It's Micheál Martin, essentially, would be the person who will decide yea or nay in relation to a process and perhaps in relation to a candidate. The party has said that at the end of August or at the beginning of September, he will disclose exactly where the thinking is and what the process will be. There's overwhelming support within Fianna Fáil for a candidate amongst members, amongst councillors and amongst parliamentarians. The difficulty they have is finding the right candidate. You do need somebody with sufficient profile who is well known, and a politician is probably preferable than a member of civic society, and they just don't seem to have those grandees that Fine Gael has been able to go to, even when Mairead McGuinness announced last week that she was stepping down.
Meanwhile, Sinn Féin is still teasing the possibility of Mary Lou MacDonald, also Rose Conway Walsh being mentioned, Michelle O'Neill also in the mix. Mary Lou MacDonald said yesterday that there are essentially two options for her party, and that is to stand a Sinn Féin candidate or to back another candidate. Which way do you think they're going to go?
My own inclination, and I could be wrong, is that Sinn Féin is going to stand its own candidate. I think the absolute core principle for the party is a United Ireland, and everything in the party revolves around that more so than anything else, and they really will want the candidate to represent and to set out a vision for a United Ireland. Now, Catherine Connolly has spoken about her desire for United Ireland on the hustings, and I know that that has satisfied certain TDs within Fine Gael who would be supportive of her candidacy.
Within Sinn Féin.
But my sense within Sinn Féin is is that they would prefer to run their own candidate. I think there are risks associated with running Mary Lou MacDonald. I mean, she has aspirations to become the next Taoiseach, and I don't know if a run or a tilt at the presidency would further that particular cause. So they do need to find somebody within the party, again, who has sufficiently high profile. Leonie Riother was a candidate in 2018. She suffered from not being sufficiently known, and then the campaign itself never really got off the ground. So they will need to have a very vibrant campaign and also a very well-known candidate. I think they will try to find that from within its own parliamentary party.
There are a few independent candidates trying to get in as well, and they would have to go down the council's route. If Fianna Fáil runs a candidate, if Sinn Féin runs a candidate, and Fine Gael also has a candidate in the race, do you see any prospect for any independent getting a nomination through the councils?
I do, because it happened in 2018, it happened in 2011, and it happened in 1997. If you go back to 1997, all of the major parties at the time ran a candidate, and still two candidates emerged through the county council route. In 2011, there were four. Fianna Fáil didn't run in 2011, but all the other parties did. And 26 counties supported, 26 county councils supported independent candidates back then, notwithstanding the fact that a lot of those councils were dominated by Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil and others of the established parties. So notwithstanding instructions from party headquarters to back our own people, I think councillors have shown an independent strain of mind in the past, and I can see at least one and perhaps even two candidates emerging from that process, irrespective of whether or not parties are running their own people.
Okay, Harry, thank you very much for speaking with us today. That's Harry McGee, political correspondent with the Irish Times. And that is it from us for today. Thanks to our team on sound, Harry Buckless, our broadcast coordinator, Stephen Higgins. The editor of the programme today was Margaret Kerr. Stay tuned for Sunday Sport coming up next. But for now, for myself, Justin McCarthy, and all the team, thanks for listening and have a very good afternoon.